Hello, everybody, and welcome to Play Ball. I am Dan Hirschberg, and this is Play Ball. And today, very excited to talk about baseball stadiums. Interestingly, today we're reporting from Los Angeles, California, as part of my annual baseball trip with three very close, longtime buddies of mine. And actually, this is the 30th season for this expedition. We have now seen every baseball park on the docket. Tonight, actually, we're going to see the Dodgers, so that actually officially completes the action. Anyway, let me introduce my buddies here. We have Dallas Sacker.
Welcome, baseball fans.
And we have Jerry Karp.
Hello, all. Happy to be here.
And Jody Price.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah, so we'll get right into it. One of the things I'm just going to mention is that right off the bat, actually, I have the distinction personally of being in watching Major League Baseball in 43 different ballparks in the United States, Canada, and London. So anyway, I know you're all wondering, well, how is that possible? Okay, so I went to three Atlanta Braves stadiums, two Yankee stadiums, two Mets stadiums, et cetera, et cetera. Saw a game in Dunedin when the Toronto Blue Jays needed to be in the United States during the COVID situation, and I saw the Mets and the Phillies play in London, England 2 years ago, actually last year. Anyway, so let's get right into it. And guys, let's talk about your favorite ballparks. We've seen many, many ballparks together. Some of us have seen other ballparks, been at other ballparks that we have not been at. So let's open it up with Jerry Karp. Jerry, what's your favorite ballpark?
That's toughy, depending upon what we're talking about. In terms of the ballpark itself, the old ones, Fenway Park, where I saw a lot of games during college days, is great. And Wrigley Field, which is where we started our baseball trip journey. In terms of new stadiums, PNC Park in Pittsburgh, I think, is the nicest. Though I lived in San Francisco for a long time, so what it's now called Oracle Park has a lot of good memories for me, too.
All right, Dallas?
I'm with Jerry. I would say, hands down, the ballpark in Pittsburgh is the best. It's very small and intimate, and it's just got a great vibe there.
Jody?
I think this is a trifecta, because I also agree about Pittsburgh. And I will also, with Jerry's comment, I love Fenway. I mean, Fenway as an old park is just amazing, but with the new ones, the whole place around Pittsburgh is great. It's a beautiful park.
Well, we're going to have the ultimate shebang here, because I'm going with the Pittsburgh Park as my favorite ballpark of the new ballparks. I'm going to also say that of the older ballparks, my favorite, and a lot of it's for sentimental reasons, is the original Yankee Stadium. And I don't know if any of you guys have, that piece of it nostalgia-like.
Yeah, definitely. We saw a bunch of games together, the three of us, at the old Yankee Stadium, and it was a great ballpark. It was particularly fun when the Yankees were really bad, and you'd go to a ballpark that seated, 80,000, mm-hmm. and there'd be 5,000 people there. That was a good time.
Yeah, I would say the vibe at the old Yankee Stadium was pretty cool, but you didn't want to be sitting behind a pillar.
That's true. Many, many, many pillars. Jody, you want to add anything to that piece of excitement?
For me, growing up as a Mets fan, it was Shea Stadium. I remember some really great games seeing there, and it was always fun. I remember seeing the Jets there, for that matter, as well.
one of the things that was cool about Yankee Stadium in our youths was that it was back in the day when, after the seventh inning or so, they let you go wherever you wanted. So it would be the seventh inning, and especially if it was not a close game, and we would go right down and be sitting right on the field in the box seats, even if we'd started up in the upper grandstands. So you had that memory of being right on the field.
Yep, Yep. And actually, just one little addition to that, at the end of the game, you were actually allowed on the field to exit out of left field. There was an exit there, which was pretty cool. Okay, so that's the favorites. Now let's get down to it. What are the stadiums that you least have enjoyed over the years? So let's open up this one with Jody.
I have to think about that. Maybe the Homer Dome in Minnesota. That was a very bizarre park. And of course, you know, Tampa Bay is not great. But those parks with those like fake walls and was just very bizarre. But so I'm sticking with the old Homer Dome in Minnesota.
Jerry?
Well, I remember we didn't care for the ballpark in Milwaukee very much for some reason. And some of these memories are a little vague, folks. But I remember I did see a couple of games in the Kingdome in Seattle when this early days of the Seattle Mariners, when I was hanging out in Seattle by myself, and that was an awful place. But it was better than Jerry Park, which is Sixth Stadium, rather, which is where the Mariners played their first season, which I didn't get to see a ball game, but I did get to walk around in the outfield as they were tearing that ballpark down. That's a memory, too. Yeah. But, yeah, I would say the Kingdome was a pretty rotten place to see a game.
All right. Dallas?
For me, baseball is an outdoor contest, so I don't really care for any of the indoor stadiums. But having said that, I would say the worst is the Tampa Park. It's just got the feeling of a mausoleum in there. Of course, there's no fans, so that doesn't help.
Well, of course, I am a Tampa Bay Ray fan, but I do agree that Tampa's the Trop is not the optimum place to watch a ball game, and certainly if there's not a lot of fans there, it really kind of takes it apart. But I will actually say the two other parks that for me were pretty grim. One was where the Montreal Expos played. That place was just a huge, I don't even know how to describe it, just huge, and it just did not feel personal. In any way.
That place wasn't built for baseball, though, right?
Well, but they played
baseball. No, I get it, but I'm just saying there's a reason why it didn't seem like a good ballpark, because it wasn't really a ballpark.
Okay, but they did play there for many
years. Oh, yeah, for
okay.
Sure.
The other part I want to say is, was it RFK Stadium, and that is not the RFK who is currently...
Yeah, RFK Senior.
Yes, let's make that clear. And actually, that was when the Washington Nationals moved from Montreal and needed a stadium for a while, and it was just very weird. There was like nothing there, it was just a stadium. So it was maybe it wasn't the least favorite, but it was weird. So Jody.
Yeah, so we were talking about, Jerry mentioned Milwaukee. What I remember about it, one, it was in the middle of nowhere, which wasn't great. Plus, even though it was nice out, they refused to open the roof, so it was like playing, it was like an indoor stadium. And that took a lot, at least for me, it took a lot of the charm away, because it would have been nice if they'd opened the roof.
Yeah, right. The one day, it was a real nice day, and we're like, what's going on here? Why not open it up? So, Dallas, you had the experience of going to the Polo Grounds in New York. Tell us about that. I mean, that's, you know.
Well, I had just turned 7 years old. I was a little boy living in Newark, New Jersey. My dad was a very big baseball fan. He grew up in the Ebbets Field area. And he took me to the Polo Grounds. It was the Mets' second season. And I've heard this described by a lot of people. Their first game, you come into the field, and it just seems like this enormous green area. And it's kind of like the world turns from black into color. And I do have that memory of like, wow, this is something. I did have occasion recently to look up the box score. The Giants defeated the Mets 17-4 that day. Although what is interesting is I saw in my first game four future Hall of Famers. Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Orlando Cepeda, and Gaylord Perry pitched three innings in relief. So it was certainly memorable.
There you go. And that's, of course, the Polo Grounds where the Mets played their first 2 years.
2 years.
64 Shea Stadium opened up. So so that was pretty neat. Along those lines, guys, you know, I think we all agree the old ballparks are pretty cool. And, you know, I disappointed myself that there were a couple older ballparks I probably could have got to if the family went, did not go. If there was an old-time baseball stadium that is no longer in existence for any amount of time, for that matter, is what, Jerry, what would be the ballpark you wished you had been able to go to?
Well, I'll start with a minor league park, which is I wish I'd had a chance to see the San Francisco Seals at Seals Stadium, the PCL team, when it was when the PCL was at its height. With, you know, they had DiMaggio and Tony Lazzari and a lot of that. Lefty Odul, a lot of great players. I don't know. I've always had a thing about going to see a game at Forbes Field. I wish I had gotten a chance to see a game at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. You know, just the Pirates of those days were such a cool team. So that's mine, I guess, Forbes Field in terms of major leagues.
And by the way, if you go to Pittsburgh, it's now part of, I think, the University of Pittsburgh. Anyway, some college there. And the home plate is actually in the middle of the building. Not the actual home plate, but where home plate was. And apparently it was actually originally when they figured it out, it would have been in the men's room. Mm-hmm. So they kind of moved where the home plate was into the hallway. So
yeah, I think Coogan's Bluff, you know, Ebbets Field. Right? That was Coogan's
Bluff? No, that was
a Polo Grounds.
Yeah, that's right. You can go out there, and I think also the plaque is in the middle of a housing development.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dallas, how about you?
I think because of my father's experience being a Brooklyn Dodger fan, I would love to have gone to Ebbets Field. And you see the photographs, and it looks like it was a very intimate bandbox kind of place that a very high wall in right field. I think it would have been a great place to see a game.
Mr. Price?
So, yes, Ebbets Field would have been one of them. The other one, because I went to Boston University, was the old Boston Braves Field, which is now, or was, it turned into the BU's football team's field. And they have three dorms around it now, but I know that area. I thought it would have been really cool to see a game there.
I also went to BU, and I've actually played softball on that field.
Wow. Can we all get an autograph from you?
Yes. Yeah, after the recording here, I will be signing autographs.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So I'm Ebbets Field as well. That would have been a cool place. You know, you read the books about those days in that ballpark, and it's almost like you were there. There's so many books written about the people that came there. So, you know, that was really cool. I could tell you that my brother went to Connie Mack Stadium.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And with my Uncle Morris and that side of the family, and the stadium was in a bad neighborhood, and they came out of the game, and of course the car was like destroyed.
I'm reading a book now called The New York Game, and it's about the history of baseball in New York City. Mm-hmm. And it very much talks about the early days of baseball. The hardest thing to do if you wanted to start a ball team in New York was to find a place to play. And you had to go through Tammany Hall. There was no independence of Tammany Hall. And when they first brought in American League team to New York, when the American League started, it was the Hilltoppers, they were called. Mm-hmm. And they played in a place way on the north end, the north tip of Manhattan, and evidently the Highlanders. And evidently the field was on a slope, and it had a pond. And it had a pond in the middle of it that they had to fill in. So that must have been the worst field that any quote unquote major league ever played on. That I'd like to go back in time and see a game there.
There you go, Jody.
Yeah, speaking about that again, because I'm reading the same book, right? But like seeing some of the games at like at Elysian Fields in Hoboken, you know, back in the 1860s or 1850s when they first started, that would have been a blast.
So, interestingly, since we're on that sort of topic, I do want to mention a friend of mine, Ken Clausen, who lives in Pinellas County. He runs a trolley tour every month out of the St. Pete Historical Museum, and what they do is the trolley goes all around the area and showing where all the major league teams at one time or another trained. It wasn't just in St. Pete, or there were different sites in St. Pete. It's a pretty cool tour, and I highly recommend that if anyone's interested in that. And speaking of Tampa, so I think we all agree, and just about anybody agrees that the Trop is not the greatest place to see a ball game, and there's new ownership, and they're talking about having a stadium in Tampa, which makes a lot more sense in many ways. So hopefully that happens, and hopefully they get the fans coming there. Jerry.
Yeah, it occurs to me to mention one more stadium, which is the stadium, I think it's called Briggs Stadium in Paterson, New Jersey, which is where the New York Black Yankees played. So now that the Negro Leagues are officially considered major leagues, I can mention that. And they do have an independent league team there now. They, after many years, they got the play being abandoned. They've got it up and running again. So I'm looking forward to going to see a game there maybe next season.
There you go. Well, I can tell you, it won't be on the baseball trip.
No.
You're more than welcome to go to Paterson, New Jersey.
We're not going to all the independent league teams?
No.
After
this? No, definitely not. So, is there, guys, any, is there kind of what you would call kind of the strangest place you ever saw a Major League Baseball game? And I'll start with Jerry in this one, just, you know, if you want to mention. It wasn't an official game, but you did see a game at the Superdome in New Orleans.
In the heyday of the George Steinbrenner Yankees, he was a big supporter of adding an expansion team in New Orleans. So when the Yankees broke camp in the minor leagues, they would always go and play two games in the Superdome in New Orleans, which would get filled up. They would sell out the Superdome for exhibition baseball because it was the Yankees, and there was a clause in the contract that Ron Guidry, who was the Louisiana Lightning, had to pitch at least one of the games. So it was a lot of fun to see baseball there, even though it was a crappy place for baseball, as you would imagine. Nevertheless, having it filled up and having people just screaming for an exhibition game, it was very entertaining.
Anybody else on that side of it?
I don't know I've ever seen baseball in a strange place, but kind of switching it up a little. Three of us here grew up in the greater Jersey City area.
All right.
And when we were youths, we would go to Roosevelt Stadium, which was a completely collapsed, falling apart ballpark, which had been a minor league park where Jackie Robinson played, and actually later Ricky Henderson, future Hall of Famer, spent some time there. But the reason we were there, we were going to rock concerts. We saw the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers. So that was an interesting experience there on the shores of Newark Bay.
Although, sorry, Danny and I did see a minor league game or two in that stadium, and we saw Ricky Henderson play there.
Yes, we did. And I will also add, keep in mind that the Brooklyn Dodgers played several games there over the course of 2 years when they were negotiating with New York for a new stadium, and that was the threat that they were going to come to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And all along, it seems they were just going to go to L.A.
But it was the home of the Jersey City Giants, who were the New York Giants AAA team.
That's correct.
And so during the heyday of minor league baseball, there was a lot of good baseball played there, I assume.
Yep. Jody?
So I'm going to go really obscure here. Back in the 40s, the Dodgers B-level, B-league, minor league team was in a little mining town called Madrid, New Mexico. And they had a ballpark. They were the first stadium, first minor league stadium west of the Mississippi to have lights because they were a coal mining town. But there is a game that the Dodgers came and played an exhibition game against their B-league team at Madrid. You guys were talking about Roosevelt Stadium. A few years ago, I got to see Hot Tuna in this ballpark.
Yes. And hopefully a few people listening know who
for the kids out there, ask your grandparents.
And B-level minor leagues existed and D-level minor leagues existed.
Well, and I do have the distinction of seeing major league games in two different minor league stadiums, being Dunedin, the Blue Jays, and then, of course, Steinbrenner Field with the Rays at this point. I want to take a moment to, folks, I'm pretty sure you're aware I've written a book, Baseball in Pinellas County. Very excited. People seem to really be into it. The 24th of September, the Seminole History Museum is hosting me for a talk and a book signing. So if you're interested, look up the Seminole History Museum. And I'm very excited. On September 30th, I'll be at Tombolo Books in St. Petersburg. And as part of that, I'm really excited. The way they work it is they have an author interview the author, and that's part of it. And I'm excited that Peter Golombach, the renowned baseball author, has written several great books, including Balls and The Bronx Zoo and all that. He'll be interviewing me. So that should be a lot of fun. That's at Tombolo Books. You probably should register for that one. I know you have to do it online. Come on out. Any last thoughts, fellas? Okay, I see blank faces.
I would just encourage people to go out and see a ball game.
All right, folks. Thanks a lot. This is a wrap for Play Ball with Dan Hirschberg. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time around.